Willie, first of all, well done on the weekend. Did you pick up any injuries from the derby?
Obviously, Dean Hadley, who didn't come back on, so he's HIA. So it's the 10 days that 10 to 12 days that he can't play for. So yeah, he'll miss this week's game.
How's he feeling? Is he in good spirits?
Yeah, no, he was good. He was fine after the game. Obviously, one of those where, yeah, he did fail his HIA, but he's been in good spirits, mate. He's training and been in all the meetings and he's back at training, been in all the meetings and just doing what he needs to do to pass the protocols and get him ready for that next game. But he's in good spirits. That's the main thing.
Matty Staughton and Sam Lupley still on track as they were last week?
Sam was we're hopeful for this week, so he's probably unlikely. He's not too far off, so you know we worked. We sort of, yeah, probably yesterday was a day that we needed to go. Okay, is he ready to go or he's not? And then probably not ready for this game. But it was always going to be round three. That was what I was told initially, and then trying to get him back a little bit earlier was more hope than anything. So she'll be back next week. Matty Staughton, Matty will be available for selection this week.
Good stuff. Matt Purcell being sin-binned for foul play, have you had any indication yet from the RFL whether that will lead to a suspension?
No, I haven't. But I mean, I don't think it's a suspension. I think, you know, getting 10 minutes and then whatever they come up with, I think suitable. I think it's enough. Yeah, it was silly more than anything. It wasn't reckless, and it was a bit of a facial, wasn't it?
On the subject of Sam regarding his contract extension, how delighted are you that he's signed 3 years and is now a long-term member at Craven Park?
Yeah, really pleased. I've mentioned it before. Sam's a popular player amongst the team. Was well received. You know, once we announced that Sam was staying for the next 3 years. I've stated that, you know, his best rugby's ahead of him. There's no doubt about that. He's going into, I think, his best years. You know, front rowers certainly play or develop later in their 20s. And, it's unfortunate Sam hadn't had a pre-season this year because I was really looking forward to him developing even more off the back of a strong pre-season. But he's done everything he can, and he's in pretty good shape. So, you know, for a guy that hasn't been on his feet for such a long time. So, it's a very good signing for the club, and looking forward to working with Sam going forward.
On the subject of the RFL, just mentioned the sin-binning there of Matt Purcell. There seems to be cards flying about all over the place this weekend. Liam Watts at Castleford, seemingly harsh to be sent off in some people's view. What have you made of the new rules and the implementation from the referees, given you've now had this derby to see it in action?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where we know if you get hit around the head, swinging arms, so to speak, then yeah, they're going to be red cards, or you know, at least they're going to be yellow cards. But what we don't want to do is go overboard. I think it's like anything. If you need to use cards because the evidence is there, and it's That's what needs to happen, then we keep using them, but we certainly don't go to that. I suppose my biggest concern is more around, you know, the grounds are wet at the moment. Players, sometimes they don't have time. A bit of late footwork at the line. Someone might be trying to isolate a player, but then they have a bit of late feet to go to another player, and he doesn't react or have time because he thinks he's going into his next defender. Sometimes you can collide with heads and that type of thing. I don't think we can't have cards for things like that, for accidents. But the refs will obviously make a call on that. We just need to be mindful that we don't go overboard. But obviously, player safety is number one. We all know that you can't hit around the head. You know, every team would have worked on their tackle tech. But I just think, you know, we can't go just going to a card. We need to look at it, you know, appropriately. And I think that's the main thing. You know, we need to look at it and be consistent with how we review things. Because at the end of the day, as I said, like player safety and where the game's going, you know, we're all on board with that. There's no doubt about that. But we just, you know, need to be mindful as well that it's still a contact sport. It's a physical sport. Sometimes the players don't have enough time to make, you know, decision or react in a certain way because the time's taken away from them, and we just need to look at that as well. But certainly, when there's intent, there's swinging arms, and you know, we've never been able to do that, you know, for as long as I can remember. You can't hit a player around the head. So if you hit a player around the head, and you know, there is a swinging action, or it's looked at as reckless or whatever, then yeah, I think referees are going to make a decision on that.
Reflection on the derby, obviously you'd be delighted with your defence, keeping your strongest and fiercest rival to naught. What improvements would you like to see offensively, having had the chance to analyse?
Oh, to be honest, when I look back, I didn't mind what I saw with the ball. And the reason why I say that is I thought it was mainly our errors. It was mainly, you know, this time of the year, you know, some silly stuff around play the balls, and there were some cold drops. And so that, therefore, probably made our attack, or what I first thought of our attack, it didn't look as effective. The other work on is just, it's just been a bit more patient and sticking to what was working for us. But I thought overall, you know, we attacked okay for the first game. So certainly looking across the league, there'll be a lot of teams there that would have said the same thing I did after the game. But I think it's, you know, individuals just playing the ball properly. You know, when we are going to the line, we're short passing, then, yeah, sometimes is it a step earlier that we need to play? Yeah, things like that, which you're going to have errors, and it will be a little bit clunky to start off with. But look, 22-0, if someone said, well you're going to win 22-0 before the game, of course you're going to take that. So, you know, for me at the moment, it's defence that's number one. It always will be for our side. And I think discipline's the other one that I thought overall across the board we were good at.
And when you get new signings, and you've spoke about the spine going into this season, and you touched upon it after the whole derby, on reflection, how happy are you that they've gelled together relatively well so far?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those. It's like you ever look at, again, looking at the competition, the new spine members in each team. You know, I don't think anyone excelled, you know, round one, but you know that as a coach, you know, what you want to do is build. You know, we had training today, and you know, we do different scenarios, and the way they handle that scenario as a spine, you'd think that they had been together for a couple of years. So that's really pleasing for me. That, you know, already we're growing from one game that we've played. Now we need to do it again on Thursday night. But, you know, we're not going to see the best in our spine. You know, as I said before, you know, round 10 onwards, once they start to get a bit of an understanding of each other, how each other, you know, plays and how they can complement one another. But, yeah, I'm excited to see where our spine can go.
On Petter, obviously, not the greatest of nights in the kicking department for him. Did you have to have an arm around the shoulder with him after the game? Was he in good spirits despite maybe not getting as many, obviously, that he would have liked to?
Yeah, I mean, it's fortunately it didn't affect you know, the result. But I've said, you know, before the season, look, we know we're going into the season excuse me, without a goal kicker that's kicked year in, year out. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to work on that the best we can. And we're doing that. We've done that in the pre-season. We're doing that now. Naturally, kicking in games is totally different to training. You know, we've put players in all sorts of scenarios. You know, we've kicked in all conditions. They've kicked under fatigue. You know, we're doing things away from, you know, what they're actually doing with kicking, you know, around mindfulness sort of stuff. So there's a lot going into what we're trying to do to improve that space. And it's, as you know, it's not the finished product, and you know, we need to work out who kicks. You know, it's one of those where we had competitions in the pre-season. Petter, you know, got the better of at training, so we need to work out, you know, who really wants to step up and kick. But as I say, like as a coach, I know where there's a gap, you know, in terms of where we're at the moment, but I also know, you know, the effort and the work going into to closing that. And as I said, it's how do you get better at it? It's just executing in games, you know, under, obviously when the crowd's there. And but as I said, like I know, I don't understand where we're at the moment in terms of, and I can understand, you know, people talking about last Thursday night with our goal kicking. But all I'll be focusing is on at the moment is what Petr does for us around the place and what he'll do for us on the field. So he's an important part. I said it before the game, and I'll say it now. He's going to be a really, really important part to what we do, you know, going forward. And goal kicking for me, yeah, we're working on it, and we'll just keep doing that.
As long as obviously you get as many tries as you can, you've got the opportunity again on Thursday to put away a Leeds Rhinos team. What have you made of them in pre-season? Obviously you had your opportunity at Headingley to really study them. Were they as you had expected tactically?
Leeds are defending more resilient than last year. I think even though they only sort of just won, I thought the way they won or came back into the game, they weren't in front for long periods of that game. It was only the back end. So that's a good sign for them. So certainly they've purchased well in the pre-season. It's going to be a good tough game, and we're looking forward to it. So we played them a couple of weeks ago, and now they're coming to our place. It's the first game for us at home, and we're really looking forward to coming back home. And you know, the East Stands are sell out. I think we've only got a few left in the North. So it's going to be buzzing on Friday night or Thursday night at our place, and we're really looking forward to coming back home and hopefully putting a really good performance in.
And the players obviously must be itching. You obviously, when you have your first home game, and as you say, you've got all the ingredients, the old school factors of Craven Park to be a real weapon for you this season as you look to go that one step or two steps further in what you would like to.
Sorry, I missed that last part, James.
Sorry, it was just saying how key Craven Park could be for you in going further this season, having reached the Challenge Cup final last year and going so close in the playoffs.
Yeah, look, we love playing at home. Certainly gives us a spring to our step. There's no doubt about that. The players respond to our fans. Our fans are loud. It's a ground that other teams don't really enjoy coming to, you know. So, but in saying that, they know, you know, other teams will be aware that it's a tough ground to come to, and that they'll prepare that way. So again, you know, we control us, and for us to win Friday on Thursday night, we need to take another step to what we did last week and build on what we did, and then we'll give our fans something to cheer about.
That's all from me, Willie. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks, James.
Hey, Willie. How are you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Has Rhys Butterworth been cleared to return?
Rhys Butterworth's just gone home. He's due for a baby. So, he's due for a bub any minute. But, yeah, he'll be fine. But he's got other things to worry about at the moment. He's going to have a newborn, which is exciting. Hopefully any minute.
Once he's got through that, is he a genuine option to come into the 17 if Matt Parcell cops a ban?
We need to look at that. But no, at the moment, I want him to concentrate on the most important thing for him, and that's having a baby. I haven't had a call yet, but I don't see Matt getting a suspension for that.
No, fair enough. Just on the disciplinary stuff, I think it was 13 cards in round one. Is that the kind of figure you were anticipating as a coach, given all the chats you've had about it in the off-season?
Yeah, we knew that there would be quite a few cards handed out. Now, you've got to go through each one to say whether they're warranted or not. I'm not doing that. I want to prepare and get our players ready for Leeds, which we've done. So, you know, we've got a coaches meeting coming up, which we'll look at all that and just see, we'll give our opinion. But as I said before, we give cards when cards are warranted, but obviously you shouldn't be just going to that first. Need to look at, you know, the situation, and every tackle's different. There's, you know, not one tackle is the same in a set of six. So we need to think what the referees, and what you are going to do is just look at and go, okay, what was the height? Did he bend his back and all that? If they look into it properly, then hopefully we don't see as many cards. But as I said, my main one's around, you know, when there's accidents and players can't get out of the way, and that's when we can't be going straight to a card.
Would you expect that figure to come down as the season goes on?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to. As I say, like anything, if it's warranted, you give a card. But I'd like to think there's two things that, you know, us as staff and the players will keep working on what we're doing across the board, which I know all teams are, all coaches are working with their players. But then again, the referees need to look at it and go, sometimes there are accidents, in a game, and the way that the play and the line speed and everything like that. So overall, yes, the answer is yes. We don't want to have cards every week that aren't warranted.
Yeah. As a coach,
or any time.
What's that, sorry?
I said, or any time.
As a coach, are you stressed in the importance of being among the most disciplined sides in the competition? Because it could make a big difference this season, couldn't it, as we saw in round one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every coach would be doing that. I'm certainly doing that with our players. We pride ourselves in discipline on and off the field, so it's no different for us. You've got to stick to the rules in no matter what you do, so that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah. Are you sensing some anxiety from the players, or are they on top of it all?
No, not really. I mean, we're not focusing on that. Again, all we can focus on is just keep working hard on our technique and areas that we can control. As I said, there's actually times that players can't control certain things because they slip, and they don't have time to react or respond. So they're the ones that we can't be given cards for. Like, we need to look at it closely. They go, well, what was the player meant to do there? But if a player's doing what they can, and I think the big one for me is the speed that the Super League is played at. You don't have time to sometimes to do certain things. So, they might say about bending your back and all that sort of stuff. Well, yeah, that's what we're teaching every day, but you've got time to do it. In games, there's times that they don't. So we need to look at all, closely and go, was that a genuine accident? Sometimes they're gonna slip up. Now, we all know and we're all aware, you can't touch the head. Like, we are aware of that. But as I said, mate, I haven't had a look through each one yet, but it's something that I'll leave to the RFL, and then in our coaches' meeting, we'll obviously have our say, after we do the first couple of rounds.
Yeah, Craig Lingard was saying something similar. Just that, taking that with Liam Watts one as an example, can you have some sympathy for him there?
Yeah, well, there are examples where, and again, I haven't looked at it closely, but at times you need to tackle to get someone's running out. You need to tackle together. Now, have a look into that pitch. You're going to be pretty slippery underfoot as well. So, and again, I don't know the ins at the exact. In that case, I think you got him around the head with the shoulder, but I don't know whether the player went down or he didn't bend enough or what the reason was. But, you need to put your body in front, and then that's what players need to do. And as I said, sometimes they don't have time to do certain things that's asked of them. So we just need to take that into consideration. So, naturally for Craig, it's one of those where, he doesn't think that that it was a send-off. And it hurt, it did hurt them. And then obviously, the other guy didn't get sent off from Wigan, so that hurts even more.
Yeah. Just finally, Rowan Smith spoke out about the number of stoppages and the length of stoppages in games. Is that something you've identified as a problem as well?
Yeah, I've said it before. I think when we need to speed the game up, or referees can speed the game up, let the players go, because as we've spoken about, like, now we've got the video ref. I think it's a good tool to have. It's a great tool to have, but we need to be fast with it as quickly as possible. We need to make sure that, yes, we're making the right decision, but we're not, if it stands out and it is the right decision, make a call on it. I think when players get penalties, they should be able to play quickly. Any transition, you'll see referees, some referees will allow that, and then others won't. So it can't be about how they're feeling as well. It needs to be about speeding the game up, because certainly when at the moment, there isn't a great deal of flow to the games, and that's what makes our product and so good to watch. And it brings in, certain players into the game. I think you have a look at across the league. The games that I looked at, it was difficult for halves to get in and run and open up opportunities, because there's not a great deal of fatigue at the moment in teams. because of the stop start. So I certainly think, as I say, like, I'm a fan of video ref, because no one wants to not make a grand final or a big call that's made against you hinder your season. But certainly we need the product. We've always spoken about having an open game, a fast game, and an expansive type game where fans are getting entertained. I agree with Rowan with that. We need to, when we can, speed it up.
Yeah, good stuff. That's all for me. Thanks, Willie. All the best.
Cheers, James. Thanks, cheers. Mate. Ta.
Hi, Willie. All right.
Hey, sorry, who's that? There's two.
It's Gary, actually.
Hey, Gary. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. You all right?
All right. Yeah, good. You? You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just a couple of quick ones following on from what James was on about. Obviously, next year, there's the tackle height rules coming in as well, isn't it? So is this year almost like a precursor to what we're going to find next year, maybe?
So, yeah, is it 100%? Is it coming in? Like, is it going to be...
Yeah, it's coming into a professional game next year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of those I'll worry about when we need to. But if it's, the amount of cards that we had on the weekend, if we're bringing that in next year, we can double it and... there's going to be far more. So, again, I'm all for player safety. I'm all for where the game's going. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, we obviously need to... us as staff and the players need to keep working on it. But, yeah, we don't want it to get into... Because you won't have anyone playing, like, if we're going to be giving cards out left, right and centre. But, again, if they're warranted, you give a card.
And just one last one on the kicking thing. You're working with the kicking coach. Is it Joe Ford that's in at the moment?
Yes, mate, yes.
Is it a thing about technique, or is it purely sort of producing it under, like, the pressure of the atmosphere of the crowd on your back and everything?
Yeah, it's probably that, there's no doubt. Look, we don't have, when you've got so someone like a Lachlan Coote, we had Brad Schneider that come in, they're kickers. They kick every year, no matter what team they play for. They kick. So we don't have that, and we haven't had that. So when you've got a bit of a gap in an area, you need to work extremely hard to close that gap. So that's what we're doing at the moment. Now, as I said, these guys haven't kicked in games a great deal. The ones and we've got four guys that are working hard at training. So as I say, it's going to be one of those where we just need to keep working with them and control everything we can. And then once the players feel and kick under pressure or in situations with crowds and scoreboard pressure, that's how you get better. That's the only way to get better, because we Petter comes on Monday and we start, he kicked his first four from all over the park. Petter can kick, but then there's a lot of different things and factors that happen in the game. So it's a work in progress, there's no doubt about that. Like we're working hard on it. And again, I'm not going to put any added pressure. You're not going to hear any added pressure, because all we can control is what we can control and help them the best we can. And if those guys are working hard, they're obsessed to get better because you need to and they want to do it, that's all I ask for. And then, hopefully, like in anything, you get better and you'll improve. So we're aware where we're at. We're aware that obviously it needs a lot of improvement as well.
Belting. Cheers, Willie. I'll pass you over. Thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, Willie, just a couple of quick ones. Just sorry to bang on about the kicking. Obviously, you've got Petter and Batch. You said four guys are working in training, so who else is in the frame for kicking?
Yeah, Jez and Mikey.
Okay. Will there be a point where you decide we're not getting the kicking right, I'm going to have to look elsewhere, bring a kicker in, or is that not something you really want to do?
Well, kickers have got to make the team. That's the thing. Like they've got to be good enough to play. I understand that kicking is a major part of a game. It is, but they've got to make the team as well. So we're certainly looking for, as everyone knows, we're looking for a backup half, and it'd be very handy to have a backup half that can kick. So, but again, there's no guarantees that he's going to make the team. So all you can control is working with what you have and making sure that you're working and doing everything you possibly can to improve. That's it. As I say, these guys aren't going to be judged by me on their game around kicking. And Petahiku, some fans and people were writing some really nasty and negative comments because he missed a few goals. It didn't cost us the game. He's not He hasn't said he's the world's best kicker. He hasn't, you know, judge him on his performances, judge him on how he is with his teammates every day, how all in he is with the club. You know, he's all in to make this club better. He's all in to help his teammates become better, and he's all in to improve his game. So they're the things I'll judge him on. As I said, the kicking side at the moment. Of course, do I want to improve it? Do I know there's a gap there at the moment? Yes, that's why we've got a consultant in. That's why we're working hard on it. But I think it's unfair that people are going to harp on one game of kicking, because, as I said, we might put another kicker in this week, might happen again, might not. But at the end of the day, we just need to work hard to rectify it, which we are.
You've got four players you're trying for kicking. Is it nice to have the options that if you decided to do something different, you've got Niall on the wing, could play fullback, you've got Joe Burgess, could come in, Pettit could move elsewhere. But you've got a lot of nice problems with players. You know, you seem to have plenty of players who can fill those positions for you.
Yeah, definitely. And we're still looking for that other half to complement that as well. So that's what we wanted to do with our recruitment, was to be able to, you know, I think your spine's really important. Obviously, as I said, we're still looking for that half. But, yeah, we've got people that can play different positions, and you certainly need to with the competition. It's a long competition, and, you know, like you said, Niall at some stage this year will play fullback, and, Joe Burgess will play on the wing. They'll get some game time, and different players will play certain positions or different positions throughout the season.
Yeah, just one quick one on tackling. How pleased are you that in the first game your players seemed to get it right and they weren't going in, too high, and they weren't doing the silly things from a discipline point of view that caught the other team out in the first game?
Yeah, I was really proud of our discipline overall. There's no doubt about that, but we've got another 30 weeks, so I'm not going to get carried away too early. I want to see it again on Thursday. You know, the important part for me is, and I've said, is getting our discipline right and getting our defence right. So I thought we looked after, or, you know, we're on top of those two areas on last Thursday, but we need to do that again now, this Thursday. But certainly, yeah, I was you know, pleased and proud of the players after the game, you know, with the emotion and the build-up to a derby. You can get carried away, and I was happy after the game with how we handle ourselves.
You mean just first impressions on them? Are they what you expected them to look like with the players that they've brought in?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, what I've seen, the friendly against us and then the first game, yeah, they're a good side. They're going to be a good side this year. There's no doubt about that. They've got quality all across the park. You know, they've recruited well. In short, they're a good team, and they're going to be a good team. So, handy players, very good spine, experienced players. So it's going to be an entertaining game on Thursday night. We're up for the challenge.
Thanks,